Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Garcia back with you on a beautiful Monday. It's Showcase Monday this week. The Broward County Showcase, the National Showcase, will take place at a few events. And, you know, you take a look at starting out on Thursday, going to Friday, and then Saturday, the other Showcase games. One of the programs that will be headed down, this is the first time that they've tried this in the 3 years, is to include Florida teams. Not just South Florida teams, but Florida teams. And this year, certainly one of the programs well worthy of the opportunity to play in the game is the Rams of Lake Mary. Head coach Scott Perry has done a tremendous job with this program over the last couple of years. Playoff team last year fell short, you know, in the playoffs. But big-time schedule and opportunity to play Cardinal Gibbons on Friday evening. We welcome in Coach Perry. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Larry. Appreciate it.
This is a big event. You know, we talked about this. This is this is huge because now it's not just one of those local events. It's a national showcase. It's featuring the 1, 2, 4, 9, and 14 teams in a country from last year. Plus, you get an opportunity to showcase a program that you've built and certainly a top flight team. Talk about that experience, because I think that, you know, you get your publicity in the Central Florida area, but coming off a 10-win season and losing to the eventual state runner-up in Jacksonville Mandarin in the playoffs, how to give you guys a lot of positives going into the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good season last year. Last couple seasons, actually, you know, I think we were 10-win season 2 years ago as well. And, you know, we beat Apopka last year. We beat Mandarin the first time we played them in the regular season, and then couldn't get it done in the playoffs. But, you know, I feel like our program is on the cusp of more notoriety. You know, this opportunity to play down there, Cardinal Gibbons, great, great storied program, and we're excited to be playing them. But this is going to, like you said, put us on the state stage as well as the national stage, and our kids are so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Talk about this program. I mean, last week you opened up with a kind of a convincing kickoff classic win against Oviedo. But as you said to me, there's so much to work on. But that's good. That's a good part of having a kickoff classic, because you have an opportunity to see what you need to work on moving forward. Talk about that and you know, what transpired last week that you feel, hey, you know what, we could correct those things over the next couple of days and we'll be set to go.
Yeah, we misfired a few times on offense. I thought, we left some. Well, we got two interceptions in the end zone, so we definitely left points on the field there. Defensively, we had a few plays that we busted some coverage, and one went for a touchdown. And you know, our kickoff return coverage team did not do a very good job on one of them. So you know, those things were big and cost us points. So. We figure, you know, if we can get those things taken care of, you know, we'll be a lot better off. Our kids came to work today and we're strictly business. I mean, we got a good lift in. We watched film during class and saw some of our mistakes from last week. And here's what we're looking at going forward. And it's a good learning experience having that kickoff classic that doesn't mean anything. But here we go. You know, we're ready to take on somebody that is going to be a huge challenge for us and have it count on the record. So we're excited for that.
No doubt. Coach Scott Perry joining us, head coach at Lake Mary. You're no stranger to playing South Florida teams. You had North Miami Beach last year. You have them again this year. I know Coach Bertani doesn't like to play at home, so he likes to hit the road. He's at Auburn, Alabama this week. Talk about the opportunity to have somebody like a Noah Grubbs, one of the best 2016 or 2026 quarterbacks in the nation. But not only is he one of these guys who's, you know, a generational player, but he is a leader for his age. I mean, he's somebody who also kind of gravitates towards a lot of players on your team. And during the off season, when college coaches come down to see him, the spotlight shines on other people. And you always like to have a player like that because of the fact that you're going to get a lot of college coaches looking at him. And, oh, by the way, you know, we have a running back or an offensive line or a defensive back. Talk about him, you know, being so young and being so grounded.
Well, you know, I've known the Grubbs family for 20 years. He's a Lake Mary kid. I coached his brothers. His dad's been a part of our program. He's coached the Pop Warner. His mom's our team mom. I mean, he's just, it's a great football family, and Noah is grounded, you know, with the type of fame he's gotten already and the attention that he's gotten already. Some people wouldn't expect him to keep a level head, you know, and right. He has, and he's respectful. He's a yes, sir kid, does everything you ask him to do. He still carries the ball bag out to practice. I mean, he's great. He's great. And yeah. I've seen kids that get that type of attention and they start getting some major D1 offers and they think the rules don't apply to them. And they have some attitude issues. And I've seen it on other teams. I've seen a couple, you know, in the years past that I've had to try to rein in a little bit, but not Noah. He is a genuine person, a great team leader, a great football player, and like you said, he's once in a career quarterback for me, so yeah. I'm pretty excited to have him.
No doubt. As far as your schedule, obviously very competitive. Right off the bat, besides this, you play a Kissimmee Osceola team that's always well coached. You know, they may not have the depth, but they certainly have frontline talent. And oh, by the way, Lakeland, who will be down in South Florida the night you're playing. They'll be playing Miami Central to kick off their season. I know you're secretly hoping that Central wears them down. Then Dr. Phillips, and then certainly the ending games, the Sanford Seminole game, which has been like a huge rival, and then you got a chance to play Bishop Moore. You look at the football in the Central Florida area, and you've been there for a while, it is seriously upgraded. And you look at teams like Jones and Edgewater went over to England, and a program that's been in the mix. Certainly now the First Academy is starting to make a noise at a 1A level. Talk about how things, because you've had that catbird seat. You've watched that area grow so much. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, this is my 20th year as the head coach, and I actually went to high school at Lake Mary, and I've coached here, you know, since 2001. So I have been here a while and familiar with the history of the area. You know, Seminole, they're high on the totem pole these days, and they have been for a few years now. But then also Dr. Phillips, they went to the state championship game. Lakeland, defending state champs. Osceola, they've been there four times, I think, and they always do a good job down there. So, yeah, Central Florida football is definitely a high level right now, and it's great to see it so competitive, and it's great to hear our names mentioned with those teams.
No doubt. Friday night at Cardinal Gibbons in the prestigious Broward County National Football Showcase. The Lake Mary Rams will be playing the Chiefs at 7:00. If you can't get down here, we'll have that on streaming for you. And Coach, I can't thank you for taking the time. Certainly a great honor to have you guys come south. A lot of the people here in South Florida are anxiously waiting for that night to kind of see a pretty good game. And I think they're going to do that.
Yes, sir. We're so excited to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. Scott Perry, the head coach at Lake Mary. Certainly a program that you're going to want to get out to see if you're in that area this week. I know there's a lot of games on Friday. There's a lot of games all week because this is the opening week of the season. That'll do it for hour number one. Don't go away. We're still talking a lot of the Broward County Showcase from the opposing views. Coming up in the next hour, Hoover head coach Chip English will join us for the second year in a row from Milton, Georgia, a defending state champions from Georgia, Ben Reeves, and then Teddy Bridgewater, who's the head coach at Northwestern, had a successful debut in a kickoff classic. Now he'll get a chance to play on Thursday night against Coconut Creek. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.